Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 23 after the hour. Welcome back. That's the Birds bringing us back. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Jan Yeager, in her 20th year as a member of our Brain Trust, award-winning author and thought leader on so many different things, especially your own personal performance, your own productivity, and now she's focusing her considerable energy and intelligence in the area of self-publishing. She's helping people get their book published. She's the author of the new book, How to Self-Publish Your Book. It's an award-winning book. It's being peer-reviewed and recognized all over the industry. Congratulations on the success of the new book, Jan.
Oh, thank you. And I'm very proud of it. And I also want to thank the team at Square One because they were wise enough to say, hey, we need a book on self-publishing. And their team worked very hard with me. So, because I think that's an important part of the process. You know, a lot of people think that you're either a self-publisher or you go with a commercial house or an independent publishing company. And I advocate that you decide on each product or each project. In other words, there are some books that absolutely have to be self-published because they're quirky or they're unique or they're time-sensitive. But look at the examples of Still Alice. She self-published through iUniverse, and it became such a phenomenon that Simon & Schuster came to her and took over the rights, and it became a movie. And there's other examples. I interviewed almost 100 different self-published authors. One woman, her company was the leading company of a book on how to be a long-distance truck driver. And they had no interest in going with a commercial house because they had a niche, and they updated the book every year, and it just over the years has sold tens of over 100,000 copies. Mm-hmm. So it's really a question of what will work best
for this project. I bet she did what sounds to me like she did what our heroes, our mentor, Dan Poynter, who's passed on now, folks. Some of you will remember him being on the show many times, but he was teaching people how to be self-published before it was cool.
Yes.
He said the worst place in the world to sell a book is a bookstore. You remember him saying that, Jan?
And
I was
going back to your
truck driving people. I bet they sold a lot of books.
No, it depends. Going back to my personalization of it all, it depends on the book, okay? You walk into, you know, I have my book, Work Less, Do More, came out in an Indian edition through Jayco Books of Mumbai. They're a great publisher, by the way. And they sent me a wonderful picture of the book stacked to the ceiling at the Mumbai airport. And it was in the bookstore at the Mumbai airport, and it sold like hotcakes. So, you know, it depends on the book.
It depends on the market.
The reason
I think he said that, though, was he was trying to help people understand if you've got a book, if you're not a Stephen King type of book or a Dan Brown type of author, if you've got a book, it's probably because of something that you're really good at. You're focused on it's your niche. And so if you've got a niche book that you think that a publisher won't publish, then go sell it in your niche. Don't try to sell it to the world. That's not your niche.
That was his point, and I think it was good advice. You know, Brian Judd has a wonderful book on, you know, how to sell books in non-bookstore venues, and he even has an association for publishers of special sales. So it definitely my mission is to help people write that book and get it out there.
Right.
That's the first step. Too many people say, oh, I want to write a book. I don't know where to start. I don't know who would want to publish it. Or, you know, do I really have something to say? You know, you're the Small Business Advocate. A well-written targeted book can so help branding a small business.
There's no question.
It is one of the best ways.
We should point out, Jan, that a book can have a number of different purposes. I mean, the different ways of monetizing a book. You and I both know a lot of consultants that write a book. They work their backsides off writing a quality book, spend who knows how many years writing the thing, getting it published, and knowing that they may only sell 1,000 copies, but that book is a credential that they can sell a lot of consulting off of.
Well, I want to alert your listeners to an article I have at my newly relaunched website, Dr. Jan Yeager. It's a blog called 25 Ways to Monetize Your Expertise. And only one of the 25 ways is having it as a book. There's
right.
24 more ways mm-hmm. to make mm-hmm. that same content work for you in so many different ways.
In 30 seconds, do you see book publishing changing again from a physical book to multimedia type of thing? Do you see that coming very soon?
Well, I see e-books much more popular with millennials. I see print still very popular with baby boomers and older.
Mm-hmm.
Print is still very popular with very young children. They want a physical book. Middle grade are going towards the e-books.
Mm-hmm.
Multimedia is still a little bit too expensive but that's definitely a great way to go.
I got to wrap it up. Come back soon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
DrJanYeager.com, folks. She'll be back another day. And I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.